Let's start an argument. Hello, this is Giselle with Let's Start an Argument, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Limited, makers of Surf, the suds that get your clothes fresh air, sweet and clean. Arguing pays on this show. Yes, it pays $5 and a giant box of Surf to the sender of every argument that's used, and double the prize for the Daily Double. Now, I hope you don't feel like the wreck of the Hesperus after arguing over yesterday's Daily Double. Miss Janet Cooper of Toronto asks if there really was a Hesperus, and the answer is yes. Longfellow's famous ballad was based on the wreck of a real schooner called the Hesperus. That sends $10 and two giant packages of Surf to Miss Janet Cooper of Toronto. Surf, that's the new wash day wonder you've heard so much about. S-U-R-F. There's never been anything like it for getting clothes not just whiter and brighter to the eye, but fresh air sweet to smell. New scientific tests show it actually gets out more dirt than any other leading wash day suds. Now for today's arguments. Should a working man coming home on a crowded bus or streetcar give up his seat to a lady? That argument was sent in by Mrs. Harry Shook of Kingston, Ontario. What do you think? Should a man who has been working hard all day get up and give you his seat? Sometimes I think chivalry is out of place. My arms around you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you'll break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, no siree. It's good manners for a man on a crowded streetcar to give up his seat to an older woman or to a mother with a baby in her arms. But according to our book of etiquette, he's entitled to remain seated if a young girl enters the bus or streetcar. And that just seems like common sense to me. Thanks, Mrs. Harry Shook of Kingston, Ontario, for your argument, which wins $5 and a giant box of Surf. Surf sets a whole new standard of cleanliness, gets clothes really deep down sweet and clean. Your nose as well as your eyes will tell you, when a wash is Surf clean, it's really clean. Now for a sticky question. Argument number two is from Mrs. B.E. Dunham of Creelman, Saskatchewan, and she asks, what's the difference between treacle, molasses, and black strap? That's a good argument if you have a sweet tooth. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent him my way. In his arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love love is taunting me, melody haunting me, sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and he loves me. There is nothing more I can say. There's no difference between treacle and molasses, except that the English say treacle, where we say molasses. The difference between molasses and black strap is that black strap is what is left after molasses is made in the boiling of raw sugar. That sends $5 and a giant package of Surf to Mrs. E.B. Dunham of Creelman, Saskatchewan. For everything from overalls to underthings, for work clothes and children's clothes, for lingerie and stockings, the answer to wash day problems is Surf. Surf is the suds discovery that gets all your washing whiter, brighter, and sweeter, too. For our third argument today, let's take a look at our great Northwest. Mrs. E. Cope of Minburn, Alberta, would like to argue about the length of the Alaska Highway. How far is it anyway from Dawson Creek, B.C., to Fairbanks, Alaska? Is it 500 miles, 1,000, or 1,500? Far away places with strange sounding names. Far away over the sea. Those far away places with the strange sounding. China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself those far away places I've been reading about in a book that I took from the shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. It's 1,533 miles from Dawson Creek to Fairbanks, the length of the Alaska Highway. Remember the early days of the Second World War when 10,000 members of the American Army Corps of Engineers hacked their way through the bush to open the Alaska Highway? $5 and a giant package of Surf to Mrs. E. Cope of Minburn, Alberta. Here's the latest wash day trick. Even without rinsing, Surf gives you the cleanest wash. But one quick rinse with a little Surf in the water helps your clothes keep their sunshiny, surf-clean sweetness longer. surf washed, surf rinsed, surf clean clothes are sunshiny, white and bright, fresh air sweet, even if dried indoors. Have you a pet argument that's good for a round of debate whenever it crops up in the house? Well, then send it along to us. In case of duplication, the first letter open is our choice. Letters not having accurate postage can't be accepted, but if your argument is used, you win a crisp new $5 bill and a giant box of Surf, or double the prize for the Daily Double. So send your arguments today to Let's Start an Argument. Now here's one for the book. Where did panties get the name of bloomers? Mrs. Laura Murray of New Waterford, Nova Scotia, sent us that argument. It seems like a funny name, doesn't it? Wonder who wore the first pair. Perhaps there's a clue in that. Life is so peculiar. You get so wet in the rain. You get so warm in the sunshine. It doesn't pay to complain. When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air. When I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair. When I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food. Life is so peculiar, but you can't stay home and brood. Yes, life is so peculiar. The desert's only got sand. The ocean's only got water. You never know where you when I go out to dinner, there's nothing to wear but clothes. Whenever I get sleepy, there's nothing to do but doze. Whenever I get thirsty, there's nothing to do but drink. Life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think. Yes, life is so peculiar. A fork belongs with a knife. Corned beef is lost without cabbage. A husband should have a wife. But life is so peculiar, but everybody says that's life, that's life. The name was Mrs. Amelia Bloomer. An American and a fighter for women's rights, Mrs. Bloomer was the first to appear in bloomers and to advocate them as an outfit for women. And we use that word outfit deliberately because bloomers originally consisted of a short skirt and loose trousers which were gathered at the ankle. It must have looked awfully daring in the middle of the 19th century. That sends $5 and a giant package of Surf to Mrs. Laura Murray of New Waterford, Nova Scotia. If you've never tried Surf before, Mrs. Murray, prepare for a pleasant surprise. Here's a suds that's as gentle to hands and to fabrics as it's tough on dirt. Time now for the Daily Double. And speaking of women's rights, when did the women first vote in Canada anyway? Was it in 1850, 1867, 1900, or was it later than that? That argument was sent in by Mrs. C. Lemon of McFarland Lake, Ontario. And we're leaving it with you until tomorrow, and I'll be back again. Let's Start an Argument is brought to you each weekday at this time by Lever Brothers Limited, makers of Surf, the suds that take the rub out of wash day. Remember, if your argument is used on this transcribed broadcast, you win $5 and a giant box of Surf and double the prize for the Daily Double. So let's hear from you soon, shall we? Now, this is Giselle saying goodbye for now and inviting you to listen again tomorrow at the same time on the same station to Let's Start an Argument.